Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I hope you're doing well today. Well, we have a lot happening in this program. Kimberly Guilfoyle is going to be here. Monica Crowley, our good buddy Sebastian Gorka, is going to drop by.
Really, factor.
And Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. I'm going to have to work on the Gorka impression.
Hello, really, factor.
Yeah, I got to work on it. Anyway, we're excited to have Seb on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Only the finest patriots appear on the Todd Starnes radio program, and we are honored to have their voices and yours as well. Folks, I want to just start out of the gate, and I was reading a lot of your messages last night. Whenever I go home and start to show prep, I go through, read a lot of the messages, and I know a lot of you folks are very discouraged. Many of you are angry, and you're right to be angry, and your anger is righteous. But I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to get down. There's no reason for you to be down. There's no reason for you to be depressed because the fight goes on. And I know things may appear to be hopeless sometimes, but again, we place our hope in a much higher power. We don't place our hope in Washington, D.C. Come on. That's not who we are. So I'm encouraged every single day. When I wake up and I breathe in that fresh, free air, I get excited. I get encouraged because we get to get behind this beautiful, big, huge microphone here in Memphis, Tennessee, and talk to the greatest audience in all of America, patriots one and all. And I have hope that we're going to get through all of this, but I don't want you to be discouraged. And folks, it may get even worse in this country, and it very well may. We still have a good year and a half left of the Biden administration, and that very well may happen. But let me say this. We're going to continue to fight, and we've got to fight. We've got to fight till the very, very end. We cannot give up. We just can't do it. So you're not going to hear a defeatist attitude on this radio program, and I don't want to hear a defeatist attitude from you. If you feel that way, I want you to call in, and we're going to walk you through all of this. But I know it's tough out there. I know. I get it. And I know many of you were sad. Many of you were heartbroken to see what was happening to Donald John Trump. But I want you to hear me. Donald John Trump is not discouraged. He's not downtrodden. As a matter of fact, he's emboldened right now. And we have to be emboldened too. And we have to encourage our elected leaders on Capitol Hill to be just as emboldened. And that's why we need to wake up every day with clear eyes, knowing the fight that is before us. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to demand that our elected Republicans do what needs to be done. Got to do it. Now, President Trump last night and earlier today calling for the Republicans to defund the Justice Department and the FBI. And I say that absolutely needs to happen. And so today during this radio program, I'm going to encourage you to contact Capitol Hill, contact your elected representatives, and you demand of them that they defund the FBI and the Justice Department. You see, this is where we can fight back. We don't have to burn anything down. We don't have to storm into any government buildings to make our point. We can do it legally. We gave the Republicans a majority in the House of Representatives, and now we must demand that they use that power. And they use that power to defund the weaponized Justice Department and the FBI. Gotta do it. This is the first line of attack. if they're going to weaponize these agencies to come after good-hearted, law-abiding American citizens, then by golly, we're going to strip them of every single tax dollar. They can be like NPR. They can hold their little telethons over at FBI headquarters. They can pull a Jerry Lewis 24-hour telethon if they want to get their money. But they're not getting it from the taxpayers. Oh, by the way, speaking of NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, they're very upset because Elon Musk has re-identified them on Twitter for what they really are, state-affiliated media. And NPR has had a conniption fit. Yes, I said it, conniption fit. They're going bonkers. And they say they're very upset that they would be smeared as state-run media. Well, you know what? I'm upset. You want to know why I'm upset, NPR? I'm upset because I own a radio station. We actually are a for-profit organization. We don't ask the government for a handout. We're not on welfare over here at Starnes Media Group at the great KWAM. We pay our bills, and we don't ask for a handout from the federal government. And what makes me upset is the fact that my tax dollars, the money that we earn here at the for-profit Mighty 990 KWAM is going to fund our competition across the street because these morons don't know how to balance their budget. These morons don't know how to pay their bills. So why in the world are we giving these people a single penny? That's what I want to know. So while the Republicans are defunding the FBI and the Justice Department, may I ask a favor? Just a favor. Republicans listening to us in Washington right now, would you mind just defunding National Public Welfare Radio while you're at it? And also that PBS nonsense. Sesame Street can pay their way. Big Bird's got plenty of cash. So anyway, we're going to be taking your calls. We've had a good 24 hours to sort of soak in what has happened. Do you have any concerns? Do you have any fears? Are you encouraged by what the president had to say last night? He received a hero's welcome when he came back to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, hundreds of people lighting the streets of Palm Beach and their waving the American flags and the Let's Go Brandon flags. Do you feel encouraged or do you have some concerns? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. We're going to work this all out on the radio today, people. 844-747-8868, because there's no room for people to be discouraged. None whatsoever. All right, I'm going to start out by going to our good friend over in East Tennessee, Chattanooga. Mike is the owner of Nuga Radio and one of our good friends. Mike, am I off base here?
Man, I agree with you 100%. I could say this. Todd Starnes is the only national host in America that is voicing our concerns. The rest are nothing more than Muppets and puppets. No pun intended with your NPR. But Todd, I've been doing radio for 50 years, started talk radio at 16. This never ends. This encourages me that President Trump got arrested, because if you're not being attacked, you're not doing your job. Remember, liberty never sleeps. And you know that, Todd. This, what are we, 20 years away from losing our liberty? One generation. Every generation has to keep fighting for this. This fight for liberty will never end. And you, Todd Starnes, are leading the way in national radio. I've been doing this 50 years. And in the 70s, I was screaming about checkpoints. And I was screaming about being compelled to buy the private services of an insurance agency by the government. This was the beginning. What you're seeing now has been going on for many years. It's been hidden. But through national media, there's been a mute button. I was watching these clowns last night. There is a concerted effort and agenda to bring down Christians, conservatives, and Republicans more so now than ever. They're not even hiding it anymore. But we have to fight the fight. I'm encouraged.
Oh, Mike, I'm thoroughly encouraged. And I was just watching with glee as all of these folks in the lamestream media, you got CNN, MSDNC, ABC, NBC, they're all having to say, and they've all come to the same conclusion, this is a great big nothing burger here. And they're horrified because they know what's about to happen. They realize reading through, and by the way, we still don't know what laws were broken because the attorney, the district attorney there, we call him Fat Alvin Bragg here on this program, Thad Alvin won't even get out there and say which laws were in fact broken.
No, this was just, they got what they wanted. It's like when the IRS arrests a patriot or whatever, and they're found guilty of some sort of non-crime, they get the headline. They wanted Trump arrested. They got the headline. But let me tell you, Todd, this is good in the sense that they're going to suffer blowback now.
Huge.
Now, watch what happens with the watch what happens now. Now, every single jurisdiction has at their fingertips the availability of arresting every single Democrat in office. This is wonderful. This is a great thing. They took the gloves off, the genie's out of the bottle. Watch what happens.
Mike, I just want to see it. I want to see it one time. I know I shouldn't wish this. I just want to see one Republican district attorney with the courage to go after Hunter or Joe. I want to see him do it. Give the Democrats a little bit of taste of their own medicine here. Because, you know, this is not the last time that Trump's going to be indicted. They're going to unleash these George Soros-funded district attorneys. And I think every single time, Fulton County, Georgia, you guys are coming up next, every single time it is going to backfire, and the president's support is only going to get stronger.
I want to see it happen in Tennessee. It needs to happen in Tennessee. It's the last bastion of true, real conservative Republicans, and we're losing that.
Yeah.
But come on, Tennessee, let's do it. Do you agree?
I love it. I love it. It's not going to happen okay. Here. We got a Soros DO over here in Memphis.
Oh, I know.
But somewhere, it's got to happen. It's just got to happen. Mike, good hearing from you, sir, and appreciate those kind words. And we love all of our listeners out there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Huge, huge radio station. But, yeah, folks, I mean, here we have – we're going to play this audio. This is Fat Alvin Bragg himself talking about why he doesn't have to tell you which laws were broken. Cut four.
Mr. Bragg, the indictment says that there were 34 false business records. And they were done to conceal another crime, but the indictment does not specifically say what those crimes were. We are assuming, perhaps, that they might be election-related. I'm wondering if you can specify what laws were also broken.
Sure. So let me say as an initial matter that the indictment doesn't specify that because the law does not so require. In my remarks, I mentioned a couple of laws, which I will highlight again now. The first is New York State election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. I further indicated a number of unlawful means, including more additional false statements, including statements that were planned to be made to tax authorities. I also noted the federal election law cap on contribution limits.
But why weren't there those crimes charged? Why weren't they charged with those crimes?
Well, I'm not going to go into our deliberative process on what was brought. The charges that were brought were the ones that were brought. The evidence in the law is the basis for those decisions.
So here you have a guy, Fat Alvin Bragg, just a local DA in Manhattan, bringing charges, 34 felony charges against a president of the United States. And this guy says, I don't have to tell you anything. I don't have to. It doesn't matter. We're charging him because we can, and you may never know why we charged him, but that's okay with us. Well, you know what? That's not okay with me. And I guarantee you, by the time this gets dismissed, I don't think this goes to trial. I had a chance to read through the indictment documents last night. Folks, I don't see a crime here. And even more importantly, I see that the statute of limitations has expired on this. So do not be surprised if this is thrown out pretty quickly by the judges. I don't think Trump goes to trial. I just sincerely do not believe that. But that is not the end of it. They are coming after Donald Trump. And the reason why is they know this man is powerful and this man will deliver on his campaign promises. He is not bought and paid for by anyone. He is there to do the will of the people. And you say, well, how do you know that? Because he did it for 4 years when he was in the White House. 4 years he did it. Lived up to every single one of his campaign promises. Every single one. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm encouraged, and I hope you are too. We got to take a break. We're going to go to your phone calls, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. By the way, Congressman James Comer from the Commonwealth of Kentucky was on Fox just a few moments ago, and it's already starting. This is very exciting. Take a listen.
He's overstepped. And I'll tell you one of the things that I don't think has been picked up a lot that's going to be a problem. And I had two calls yesterday, one from a county attorney in Kentucky and one from a county attorney in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. They were Republican, obviously. Both states are heavily Republican. They want to know if there are ways they can go after the Bidens now. And they've opened up a can of worms. They've set precedents now that we can't go back on.
That's right. Absolutely. And the Democrats are setting the rules here, folks. And we've got to play the game according to their rules. So I say, go get them. Republican district attorneys, go get them. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Eric, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Eric. What's going on?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, welcome aboard. Glad to have you, Eric.
I just want to weigh in on President Trump. After his speech last night from Mar-a-Lago, he made me so proud to how he could stand up after going through the heck that he goes through every day, and he stood there and held his composure and promised America that he is going to do whatever he can for us. And it was an amazing speech. And I just hope that every other conservative Republican gets out, votes early, and stands by this man, because he does not have to do anything for this country. He has health, wealth, and a lot of great people behind him, and he's doing it because he loves our country.
So, Eric, your opinion of the president, not only has it hasn't gone down, it's gone up, is what you're telling me.
I've always had high standards for President Trump, and just what he's going through and how he's still pushing forward makes me proud to have see this man make America, how he made it so great from 2016 through 2020. And for anybody to think that he is not the man, they are just sadly mistaken. And he is in the way of coming after the Republicans, because you had stated a while back about the IRS hiring 8,000 new agents. Well, here I am, a single truck driver, one truck, and what did I just get? I got audited after 30 years.
Is that right?
And my whole family, seven of us, have gotten audit reports. We are all conservative Republicans. I spoke to a few Democratic friends, and they have nothing, and they're all small business owners. So they're coming after us, and if we don't stand tall with President Trump, they are going to get us all.
You've got that right, Eric, and that's the reason I'm standing alongside of him. I remember those days during the Obama administration. I went through two IRS audits, and the only reason why is because I was working at Fox News Channel. A lot of other people at Fox News got audited as well. So you're right. We've got to stand together here. We have to be happy warriors, no doubt about it. We can't be burning stuff down. No need to. We've got the power of the purse, ladies and gentlemen. All we have to do is defund the Justice Department and the FBI and those 87,000 IRS agents. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Monica Crowley coming up next. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, come on now. Don't you be discouraged, America. No, we're in a fight here. We're in a fight to save the country. Don't you give up. I'm not going to give up. You don't give up. I know our good friend Monica Crowley, she's not giving up, host of the great podcast, the Monica Crowley Podcast. She's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Monica, I got a lot of messages from folks last night, and people are discouraged. And look, I get it, but you know what? We don't have time to be discouraged. We've got to stand up, and by golly, if our president can stand up and do what he did last night, deliver that kind of a speech after the day he had, we got nothing to complain about.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Todd, and you're exactly right. Look, I'm talking about this today on my podcast as well, because I know a lot of people are really dispirited, and it's not just the Trump indictment and his arraignment, the spectacle of absolute communist tyranny that we saw coming out of the Southern District of New York yesterday. But it's much bigger than that, because yesterday we also had two other developments that are really, really bad. We lost the state Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin, which is a huge development. I'm sure you've been talking about that. Wisconsin is a swing state, but it's also the birthplace of progressivism. So they're not going to allow Wisconsin just to go back to Donald Trump like it did in 2016. So that is a huge loss for us. And all of the voter integrity measures that were in place in Wisconsin will go by the wayside, right? So signature verification, voter ID, all of that is going away.
So let's hold that. Let's hold that. I want to talk about this for just a moment. I was going to bring this up later in our chat. But Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, is out there, and she is actually blaming what happened in Wisconsin on the pro-life messaging. And she's out there on Fox today saying this is a messaging issue, abortion's still an issue, I'm a suburban woman, I know this is an issue. The reality is people are going to be out there trying to blame Trump for what happened. This had nothing to do with Trump. This has everything to do with the messaging coming out of the RNC.
Well, that's right. And also, what kind of material support did the RNC give to Justice Daniel Kelly, the Republican running for the Supreme Court? The state Republican organizations are by and large useless. The national Republican organization, the RNC, is by and large useless. So, you know, they can whine all day long about messaging or this particular issue or that, but they simply don't put in the work and they don't put in the money. And we are being outfoxed in every direction. And look, it's one thing to say, okay, well, we lost a big election, let's say in 2020, we lost a big election there. So now let's figure out what went wrong, what we did do right, what we didn't do wrong, and what we didn't do, period, and figure that out. So by 2022, we're in a better position. They do none of that. I mean, I vote Republican, but honestly, I can't stand my own party, because the powers that be in the party are, by and large, uniparty members, Todd, that work with the Democrats for the destruction of the country, but for their own empowerment and enrichment. They get rich and they gain more power while the rest of us are left holding the bag and our country is going down the tubes. So I find the entire GOP establishment and the infrastructure completely useless, maybe worse than useless. So, you know, she can go around and blame whatever she wants, but she is at fault, as is the state GOP in Wisconsin. It's really appalling. So we've had that development, Todd, and then, of course, we see what happened in Chicago which is a deep blue place. They bounced Lori Lightfoot because of spiking crime and the fact that people are fleeing in droves. And we thought for a minute, wow, you know, even the big Democratic voters in Chicago have had enough. Well, they had a chance yesterday to put in a more moderate Democrat who was going to be law and order, and they chose instead the raving Marxist. So, you know, you had a couple of really bad negative developments yesterday, but as I always say, we need to be happy warriors here. But it also means fighting fire with fire. And our side just has refused to do it. We've played by gentlemen's rules. We've been Mr. Nice Guy. We don't want the New York Times or the Washington Post coming at us saying mean things, so we don't fight fire with fire. Those days are over. I'm sorry, but we are at a real tipping point in this country. The days are very dark. Demons are making themselves known all over the place. So this is a spiritual battle on top of being a political one. We better all get right with God, too, because we can't win this fight without him.
Now, I want to go back to this Ronna McDaniel interview she did on Fox. I mean, what is she suggesting here? And this is where I'm concerned. Are they going to use this as a method, as a way to move to the left and move away from the big culture war issues of the day? Because that's what this is smelling like.
Maybe that could very well be, you know, the course that they're taking. You know, that they're all the Republican establishment is a bunch of cowards. Okay. This is one of the reasons why Donald Trump had success in 2015 and 2016, because he stood up and pushed back. He was unafraid. He didn't care. And in fact, he relished the fight. But so many on our side are just, they're weak and they're cowardly. And we are in this position today because of that. So they may very well abandon the culture war. But I got to tell you, quote our old and late friend, the late great Andrew Breitbart, politics is downstream from culture. So if you abandon the culture war, you're really abandoning the political war. And people will say, well, no, we're going to get our acts together and elect more Republicans. If you don't deal with the culture, you're not going to deal with the political scene. They're so inextricably linked, but the culture war is the main war. And we've been losing it for a very long time, and it's going to take a long time to turn the ship around. But we can't turn it around if we don't try. And that's why we need all hands on deck on all of these issues, the issues that you care about, whether they're cultural, you know, abortion or any of these other issues culturally, whether it's the economy, whether it's foreign policy, national security, which is what I am fascinated by. We need everybody bringing all of their talents and their intellect and firepower, whether it's money, volunteering your time or whatever, to all of these fronts, Todd, because we're not going to turn this around without it.
No, you're right, Monica. And I think we also, and I've been to enough of these Republican gatherings to speak about this with some authority. We've got to do something to recruit and grow younger conservative Republican voters. The left has done a remarkable job. They've got control of the schools, and they're able to get out. You know, and my understanding is the Gen Z vote really helped move things and give the progressives a 13-point victory. They out-fundraised the Republicans 5-1 over there. We've got to do a better job of taking our message to these young people, and I get the big conferences with the smoke and the lights and the mirrors, but in reality, we've got to do something to get those kids to go and vote.
Right. Yes. Yes. We've got to reach these younger people. But, you know, unfortunately, Todd, the left has been indoctrinating youth for decades now. So, you know, starting with the baby boom generation, like the Bill Clinton generation, and that generation is now what, in its late 60s, early 70s, mid 70s. But subsequent generations have been wholly indoctrinated. And now you're looking at Generation Z with the wokeness, which is really just cultural Marxism. You know, it's going to be very tough for us to reach them. Again, the left controls all the levers of power, and they control all the amplification outlets, all of the media and Hollywood, etc. But we're not going to turn it around unless we try. And, my real concern is the churches in this country. We've got to turn these churches around. Obviously, there's some very good ones out there, but there are a lot of ones that have been shot through with politics.
Yeah.
And they are They are incredibly cowardly because they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to lose people in the pews. And so they refuse to take on these cultural battles. I mean, for example, you know, with the Nashville shooter, I know you're in Nashville. You know, your community has really taken the brunt of this over the last, 2 weeks since the shooting. Where are the churches on this? I've seen maybe a pastor or two, you know, speak out on the trans agenda and the fact that evil is real. But apart from that, the churches are quiet. They just rather go along to get along. In order to win this cultural war, which is really a spiritual battle, we need our churches to get with the program here and stand up and find their courage and hope that, that God will guide them, because otherwise we are sunk.
You're right about that, Monica. All right. Monica Crowley, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. Monica, let's talk about that podcast. What you got on the show this week?
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. This week we've got really important shows. In fact, Monday show this week, I spoke with Carrie Prejean Bowler, who is a Christian. She's an activist. She's a
former Miss California.
Miss California and former Miss USA first runner-up. She's the one who got the question on stage on national television in front of the world about gay marriage. And she was a longstanding Christian, and she said she knew in that moment she could not abandon God and abandon the Bible and her Christian principles. So she said right there in front of the world on the spot, she said, I believe marriage should be between one man and one woman. That's what my beliefs dictate. That's what God dictates. And of course, you know, all heck broke loose on her, and she was really one of the very first people canceled. That was back in 2009. So I had her on the show on Monday, and we've got a really important conversation with her. So please go listen to that. And then today's show, of course, we break apart the Trump indictment and the much bigger picture of the deeper war that we're fighting here in this country and really across the West against these Marxists. And I've got Alan Dershowitz on. And then because I know you have a lot of Christians in your audience, Todd, I want to plug Friday's show coming up, because I'm going to speak with the great Lee Strobel, who was an atheist, who then put his journalistic skills to the test to really unearth the historical and spiritual Jesus. And he wrote The Case for Christ, which became a phenomenal film. So I've got him on Friday for Good Friday and Easter weekend. So I hope you'll check out the Monica Crowley podcast.
It's a great lineup, and Lee is a dear friend, so please tell him I said hello. And Monica, we're going to have to leave it there. Great hearing from you. Appreciate you shining some light on what happened in Wisconsin. Big, big story we've got to pay attention to.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
All right. The great Monica Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. And it is worth it just to go and listen to this Lee Strobel interview that she's going to have. Lee's just a great guy, also a great American journalist. All right. I want to circle back. I believe we've got this audio from Ronna McDaniel. Ronna, it was on Fox News, and she was trying to explain away the loss. What happened in Wisconsin last night? Let's take a listen.
But I will say something else. When you're losing by 10 points, there is a messaging issue, and abortion is still an issue. And we can't allow the Democrats to define Republicans and put millions of dollars up in lies and have it go unanswered, because the lies become the truth if they go unanswered. We have to put the Democrats on the defense on this issue, talk about the fact that they support gender selection abortions and due date abortions. It was an issue in 2022. The RNC raised the flag. I'm a suburban woman. I know this is an issue. I hear it with my friends, with my young daughter. This is not an issue that's going away for our party in a post-Dobbs world, and we can't put our head in the sand and think it's going to heading into 2024.
So what does she suggest here? If in fact it was an issue, which it was in 2022, why was that that issue not resolved then? Why would they go into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race? And by the way, it's now flipped for the liberals for the first time in, 16 years? But you go back to 2017 when Ronna McDaniel took charge of the RNC. We lost the Alabama Senate seat. We lost the House in 2018. We lost the Kentucky governorship in 2019, the presidency in 2020. We lost two Georgia U.S. Senate seats in 2021. We lost a number of gubernatorial seats, Senate seats, and the Senate in 2022. We barely won the House of Representatives, and now we've lost the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So at what point do the elders of the party come together and say, you know what, guys, something is not working here, and we've got to figure this out? So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, do you have faith in the Republican Party? Do you have faith in current leadership? Are they headed in the right direction? And if I'm reading the tea leaves here, it sounds as if they're laying the groundwork to say, if Republicans want to win, they're going to have to abandon the abortion issue. That's what that sounds like to me. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. I don't know why I'm good. I'm in a good mood today. What do you want me to say, guys? I don't know. I'm just in a good mood. And again, I'm encouraged by our president, and man, has he been through the ringer. But you know what? He's fighting the good fight, and anybody willing to do that, I'm willing to stand alongside him. And that's why he has my support. And let's get real. He's going to be the nominee in 2024. Win or lose, he's the guy. And I think he's deserving of that after what this country has put this man through. I've got to share this story with you from Memphis, Tennessee. This is bizarre. So one of our news anchors on KWAM, the flagship radio station of this program, was out jogging in downtown and came across a new art exhibit. This is in downtown Memphis called Fourth Bluff Park. It used to be known as Confederate Park, but in 2018, the Democrats who run Memphis decided to undergo a cultural cleansing. So it was sort of like an ethnic cleansing of the city. They removed every Civil War statue, every sign, every plaque, anything remotely related to the Civil War was removed or renamed. And they're still in the process of doing that. I think Audubon Park is now on the chopping block. But anyway, this used to be called Confederate Park, and it had a statue of Jefferson Davis, had some cannons from the Civil War, and it was a very nice, beautiful park. Well, they removed all of that back in 2018, and they have just installed a new art exhibit. It's called All Power to All People, and the art installation is an 8-foot-tall Afro pic. Let me say that again. It's an 8-foot-tall Afro pick along with the Black Power Fist. Remember the Black Panthers back in the Olympics back in the day when they raised the Black Power Fist? That's now on display in what they call Fourth Bluff Park. And I'm not making this up. We have a photograph of it at toddstarnes.com. It is a giant aluminum Afro pick. Now, the organizers of this is all paid for by your tax dollars, by the way. And here in Memphis, they're really serious about this. They actually dug up a dead body of a Confederate war general. They desecrated the poor guy's grave, also got his wife, and they gave them the heave-ho, Nathan Bedford Forrest. So that's what it looks like here in Memphis, Tennessee, where they had these beautiful statues, beautiful memorials and monuments. And look, I get it. It's history. You may not agree with it, good or bad. It's our history. But they're completely erasing it. And now they have this brand new art installation. And they say this is meant to celebrate self-love. I'm not too sure about that. But anyway, there's no word if they're going to rename the park now. Could possibly happen. Maybe Afro Pick Park or Black Power Park? I don't know. What's up with the self-love? That's kind of creepy. Jeez, hello. All right, I've got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Love. live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Has some new information to share with you coming in from our friends over at Newsmax. A brand new Rasmussen poll shows former President Trump has taken a strong lead over Joe Biden in the race for president. And what's fascinating about this polling was taken since the indictment happened. And according to Rasmussen, Biden, by the way, on February the 15th, Biden was leading Trump 45% to 42%. But in a new survey, Trump now leads 47% to Biden's 40%. That is a 10-point net gain, ladies and gentlemen. And I suspect that's only going to get stronger as the American people come to terms with the weaponization of their government. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One of the greatest patriots I know has an incredible radio program, which you need to listen to. And he also has some of the greatest swag in the business, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Seb, welcome back to the show.
I am very impressed with your lineup of guests today. I don't mean me, but you've got quite a crew today, Todd.
It's, I'll tell you, Grace Baker, my executive producer, when she calls, people pick up the phone. What can I say?
I am impressed. I might have to poach her from you.
Hey, now, wait a second. Wait. Seb, how are you doing, by the way? It's been a while. You've been doing well?
I'm a little tired today. As soon as I get off, I'm going to grab myself another coffee. Yesterday was an insane media day, and I was up till 2 a.m. doing British media hits. But no, we keep on fighting, and we're happy warriors, right?
You know, that's really the buzzword of the day. Monica Crowley on in the last hour talking about being happy warriors. And you're right. We had the opportunity and the tools in front of us to fight this fight. We just have to be willing to do that and encourage and demand that our elected Republican leaders do just that.
No, I mean, look, we have to fight. We have to focus on, as Bannon says, the signal, not the noise. The fact that in Wisconsin we actually won a supermajority in the Senate is the real news. The fact that Stormy Daniels, after the indictment, was fined another $300,000 for breaking her NDA with President Trump. That's now $600,000. We just allow the talking points of the propagandists to have far too much influence, and we have to focus on the prize. The prize is saving our republic.
It is, and President Trump, I'm just so impressed every time I see him out there. I'm not sure I would be that jovial or even be able to stand up in front of the public and give a speech like that last night, knowing what he had been through yesterday. But, you know, you've got the inside scoop here. How are things at Mar-a-Lago? How's the president doing?
Good. Look, you understand that he's a fighter. What happened yesterday is just one part of a seven-year fact pattern that starts with the Billy Bush tapes, then Operation Crossfire Hurricane, then Impeachment 1, Impeachment 2, the Mueller probe, the January 6th committee, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the Southern District of New York. So this is a man who they have tried to destroy now for the better half of a decade, and they have failed incessantly. And the most important thing for all of your listeners to understand is this person is the individual that is most hated by those who wish to destroy America. That is the reason why we support him, Todd.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Seb, when we look at the options for the Republicans in the House, there have been calls by the president himself, defund the Justice Department, defund the FBI. These are opportunities that the Republicans have to push back and to be those happy warriors and fight back. Do you think they're actually going to do that, fight back?
Well, look, I've been pleasantly surprised by Kevin McCarthy so far, but no, they can't do that because, of course, Mitch McConnell betrayed us with his secret omnibus spending deal with the Democrats, so that that absolute traitor to the conservative cause has meant the House lost its power of the purse till at least the end of the fiscal year. No, we can do that maybe if we get rid of Mitch McConnell and then from October onwards. But no, it's as others have commented, we don't want DC to fix the problem. That's not what conservatives believe in. But I would like to see local sheriffs, local DAs, actually arrest people like Alejandro Mayorkas, not trumped up charges on, you know, 7-year-old NDAs, but, you know, arrest the man who is actively abetting the cartels and who is responsible for the death of 110,000 Americans through fentanyl poisoning in just the last 12 months. Start arresting people like Mark Milley, who has admitted talking to the Chinese and giving them a heads up in case President Trump was going to do anything against them. We need local actors to start growing a pair and behaving like Americans.
Seb, I want to go back to this Wisconsin race. We've got some audio. Kyle, this is Ronna McDaniel. She was on Fox News weighing in on her estimation on what happened in Wisconsin with this Supreme Court race. Let's play that audio.
But I will say something else. When you're losing by 10 points, there is a messaging issue, and abortion is still an issue. And we can't allow the Democrats to define Republicans and put millions of dollars up in lies and have it go unanswered, because the lies become the truth if they go unanswered. We have to put the Democrats on the defense on this issue, talk about the fact that they support gender selection abortions and due date abortions. It was an issue in 2022. The RNC raised the flag. I'm a suburban woman. I know this is an issue. I hear it with my friends, with my young daughter. This is not an issue that's going away for our party in a post-Dobbs world, and we can't put our head in the sand and think it's going to heading into 2024.
What's your take on what she just said?
That's Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Yeah.
Well, she's lying. I mean, I saw her on TV yesterday. I don't know what she's done to her face. I think she's concentrating more in her shares of Botox than anything else. I mean, remember what happened in the midterms. I mean, tell me. I mean, she's lying. She's like, Todd, what was the GOP stance on the midterms? What was their stance on abortion? Can you tell me?
There you go.
There wasn't one.
That's it.
They ran from it. In an age right now where we are winning, where we've seen the greatest support amongst the 20-somethings for pro-life, and in the last election they ran from it after we had our victory against Roe v. Wade, this woman is a disgrace.
Seb, it's concerning because that's language that's being used to move us away from those culture war issues which define who we are as a party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, it bears repeating. I've said it a million times. And he didn't invent it, but he popularized it. The late, great Andrew Breitbart was utterly right. Politics is downstream from culture. Now, has anybody stopped to actually think what that means? It means it's a catchy phrase, but what does it mean? It means by the time any issue, and I don't care what it is, you know, social media, censorship, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, abortion, by the time it arrives in this stinking city where I am in D.C., the debate is over. It's been settled in the culture 10 or 20 years prior to that on the TV shows, in the high schools, in the textbooks for colleges. You know, we have to understand that politics is not where you win the fight. You win the fight in the culture. And conservatives have ignored that for about 40 years, Todd.
All right, Seb, we got to leave it there. What's coming up on your show this afternoon?
I can't wait. We're going to have an amazing... Well, we're going to have the publisher of American Greatness, Chris Buskirk. We're going to have my friend, Chris Elston, Billboard Chris, who fights to protect children from the mutilation that is done to them under transgender ideology, who was recently attacked in Ottawa as the Canadian police just stood there and watched. We're going to have you, the most important part of the show, the dear listeners call in, and the latest breaking news.
It's a great show, folks. By the way, best bumper music out there. I don't know who you have doing that, but it's really good stuff you do.
That's me. I choose the bumper music.
Is that right? It's good stuff. I love it. Love it. All right, folks listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, Seb comes right after this show, so don't go anywhere. Seb, always enjoy having you on the show.
God bless you and the listeners. Thanks, Todd.
All right, good guy right there, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And there's a theme developing between the Breitbart quotes and this idea of being happy warriors, and we really don't plan it like that, but this is how the theme of the day sort of evolves. By the way, President Trump just issuing a statement, and I want to share this with you. He's giving a shout-out to the great patriots inside and outside the courthouse yesterday. He says they were unbelievably nice. In fact, they could not have been nicer. Court attendants, police officers, others, all very professional, and represented New York City so well. Thank you to all. That's coming from Donald Trump, the guy that got arrested yesterday in New York City. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Going to the phones, got to take a break first. All right, folks, if you would like information on our upcoming trip to Israel, we're taking about 100 or so of you good people to Israel later this fall, and we would love for you to be a part of the trip. Go to toddstearns.com. You'll see the link to all the information, the website. We have the itinerary. It's really going to be a fantastic trip, and we would love for you and your family to join us for this incredible 7-day, 7-night journey to the Holy Land. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Robert in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there, wants to weigh on this Confederate Park story out of Memphis. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Todd, we still love your show, and thanks for what you're doing.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Robert.
I wonder how many Americans are aware that in 1860, 70% of Southerners had no slaves, and 29% more had one. That war was not fought about slavery. It was fought about states' rights. And they say so in the song Bonnie Blue Flag, which you will seldom hear anymore. Just wanted to weigh in on that.
No, look, Robert, it's a fair point you raise, but unfortunately, people don't want to have those kinds of conversations. I'll share another interesting tidbit with you. Nathan Bedford Forrest, who is associated with the Klan, depending on who you talk to, is one of the founders of the Klan. But the real story is what happened after he came to know Christ as his Savior. He experienced a conversion experience. He got saved, as we say in the South, and he completely turned his life around and spent the rest of his life helping black Americans here in the Memphis and the Tennessee area. But people don't want to talk about the redemption story because that doesn't fit the narrative. And it seems to me that's the greater story.
Todd, you're correct, and it makes you sound like such a hater to mention that.
I know, right? I know. Oh, there, Starnes is a closet Klansman. I mean, you know, no, it's just, let's talk about the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
That's my point, exactly. The war was fought over states' rights.
It was.
Well, thank you, and General Robert E. Lee said Nathan Bedford Forrest was the best general he had.
Well, there. Now, all right. Careful now, Robert. You don't want to trigger anybody. So, all right. Appreciate the call. All right. Thanks for listening. But it is true. And I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever. But there are people that have done great atrocities, and yet they've found God. They've had a conversion experience, and they've been down that Damascus road, and they've turned from their wicked ways. Does that excuse their evil behavior in the past? No, not at all. Not at all. But through God's grace, all of us can be saved. Through God's grace, all of us can change our ways. I don't want to preach here, but yeah, there you go. All right, let's go to North Carolina, WSIC, Randy on the line. Hey, Randy, what you want to talk about?
Oh, well, first off, I want to say I love the show, but second off, the first thing I done after Trump was arrested was contacted Governor Greg Abbott on Facebook, letting him know that as a landowner in Texas, I want to see him charge Joe Biden with failure to secure the border. And I hope everybody else does the same. If we can put enough pressure on him, we might can make it happen.
Randy, here's another thought. Every single state, every single congressional district, every single community where that Chinese spy balloon flew over America, every single one of them ought to file charges against Biden for violating his oath of office to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, especially in light of the news that did not get covered earlier this week, that the spy balloon was actually able to get very sensitive intel from our military installations, contrary to what they told us originally.
Well, it's hard for him to defend us against the domestic enemy because he's the biggest domestic enemy we have.
There you go.
And I got to say about the last caller, Andrew Jackson was his best general.
So you're like an Andrew I love Andrew Jackson. Great Tennessean.
Yep. They called him Stonewall for a reason.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. Appreciate the call, Randy. And I was thinking about somebody else. I don't think he was a Tennessean. It was Stonewall Jackson. I think he was a Virginian. Anyway, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back to this story out of Wisconsin because this is really bizarre. So conservatives actually won all of the ballot questions by huge margins. I'm reading here from the Twitter feed of Michael Duncan. He is at a website. He does a podcast called Ruthless Podcast. And he says conservatives won on all the big issues. The people actually who actually showed up and voted actually agreed with Republicans on law and order. But what we lost was on money and messaging. And I mentioned what we were outspent 5-1 in that Supreme Court race, lost by 13 points. Michael Duncan goes on to ask, should we mobilize more GOP voters? Yes, but we have to confront why the people who showed up and voted for law and order by 33% margins also voted for a liberal judge. Now, he also asks a question, is it about abortion? Yes, and we're letting the left say unfettered abortion is freedom, common sense even. We cannot cede the field on this issue. And it certainly sounds like, and Seb agreed with me on this, that the Republicans are laying the groundwork to move towards the center left on the abortion issue. So a lot of things need to be discussed, but you talk about money. The liberal justice, the liberal who won the Supreme Court race, spent $13 million on TV. The Republicans spent $2.4 million. And you wonder why? And you're really, you're wondering why we lost? Michael Duncan goes on to say, so I don't want to hear this doomerism about how it's rigged or the Dems have an unbeatable turnout machine or ballot harvesting. This is the 22 midterms redux. The voters agreed with us on the issues and then rejected our candidate. This is the debate we must have. And I think this is an interesting analysis because we have a big problem in the Republican Party. We're just, anybody who says they're America first, boom, they become the nominee. Well, is that person actually electable? That's the broader question here. What a mess in Wisconsin. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So look, after the indictment, after the arraignment, the big media spin all against President Trump, but one cable news channel leads the way in real news, and it's Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax has a brand new poll out. They're asking you if the Trump indictments, if the Trump indictment is for a real crime or is it just politics? And the Newsmax poll also wants to know if you still support Trump for president in 2024. You can vote right now, by the way. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That SKIP to 39747 takes just a minute to do. And you can tune into Newsmax with great hosts like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bowling, a lot more. Newsmax on all major cable systems and streaming TVs. So vote now in the Newsmax poll about the Trump indictment and his run for the president. Again, SKIP. Text the word SKIP to 39747. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times opinion editor. And Cheryl, you've got a great new piece out. The Trump indictment is the greatest fundraising gift ever, and boy, howdy is it.
Yes, isn't it? Thank you so much for having me, Todd. It's great to be with you. I think the campaign announced initially they raised $5 million within 48 hours of the indictment being handed down, but now that figures up to $8 million and counting.
It's amazing. And again, I think people truly underestimate the power of the Trump brand and the fact that the base of the party, conservatives, truly love this guy.
Yeah, they do. And it just makes them dig in more. And what's dangerous with what Alvin Bragg is doing right now, which I see as entirely political, is that it not only is damaging the future of America's law and justice system, our law and order constitutional system, but if you're a Democrat, you have to be a little bit biting your nails right now that the independents, the oh-so-crucial independent voting bloc, is sitting up and taking notice, and even they are starting to wonder, hey, is Trump being politically targeted here? Are these real charges? And those are questions, if you're a Democrat, you don't want independents to be asking right now.
And you point that out in your piece in the Washington Times. Nearly 39% of independent voters believe the district attorneys indicting Trump will not affect Trump's 2024 campaign. 33.6% believe it'll help his campaign. This is according to a Convention of States Trafalgar Group survey. Those are interesting numbers, especially coming from the independents.
They are interesting numbers, and actually I think they're only going to show even worse for Democrats as the weeks and months go by, because as you know, as your listeners of course know, December 4th is the next time Trump is due to make an appearance on this court issue, and it's just the Democrats are trying to drum up a narrative as Trump as a criminal, as Trump as a scoundrel, and with that, they're trying to damage his ability to have support going into the White House election time. But seriously, I don't think any sane American is looking at these charges. Anybody who's read this 16-page indictment has to come to the conclusion that these charges are entirely bogus. And I don't think any sane American is looking at this case as being detrimental and damaging to Trump, as Democrats hope.
Cheryl, I'm curious to get your take. There's a new Rasmussen poll out today, and it shows a 10-point swing, Trump now leading Biden in a hypothetical presidential race. But if you're a Republican and you're thinking about throwing your name in the hat, or you've already thrown your name in the hat, what should you be thinking about right now?
If you're a Republican and you're thinking about throwing your name in the hat for the White House, what you don't want to do is come out and criticize Donald Trump. And if you look at what Governor Ron DeSantis did in Florida when the talk of the indictments were first coming out, and he sort of scoffed and dismissed them and tried to distance himself from Trump, the backlash from the conservative community was pretty swift. And he corrected himself. I think he made a political misstep that he quickly corrected. And he said that Florida would not engage, Florida would not extradite Trump and so forth. And he came out backing Trump. So if you're a Republican, you need to look at this Trump matter in the vein of what it means for America in general, Americans going forward in the future. If the left can do this to Trump, just think what the left will do to any patriotic American right now. And I think that's the narrative that you need to bring to the debate.
All right. Cheryl Chumley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Again, weighing in on the Trump indictment from yesterday and the aftermath, looks to me like this is going to be Trump's. And I think you're right. You know, Republicans wanting to throw their name into the hat, they're going to have to be very careful, because the base of the party is certainly pro-Trump. Cheryl, a great column. We're going to link to it over on our live show blog, and we appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right. Love Cheryl Chumley. Her just a great writer, and she's always just on the money all the time. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to point something out here. The media was freaking out about violence, right? They were saying, oh, the Trump supporters is going to be another J6. They're going to storm the courthouse. No, none of that happened. And we told you that wasn't going to happen. As a matter of fact, the only people that I saw out there that claimed to be the the violent Trump supporters were, in fact, probably Antifa or FBI agents. But even they didn't get violent. The only people that got violent yesterday were journalists. And we had the video up on our website when a CBS camera guy assaulted and threatened to kill another journalist reporting at the courthouse. And I know CBS is trying to cover all this up. Jack Posobiec over at Human Events has the story. And we've got the video up on our website. So we're just calling it like we see it here, folks. But the Trump supporters were peaceful yesterday. The only people that were violent were, in fact, the mainstream media. I think this is funny because the Radio and Television News Directors Association put out a statement just a little while ago warning people that there could be violence. No, the only violence is coming from the media. Go figure. All right, let's go to the phones. Erica in North Carolina, WSIC, our great station there. Hi, Erica. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm so angry about this Trump indictment, I could just spit.
Well, tell me about it. Why? Go ahead, Erica.
It is nothing but a witch hunt, and it has been going on since that man came down the escalator. And it's just amazing how he was so beloved prior to coming down the escalator, and now every time they turns around, somebody's after him from the other side trying to destroy him and our movement. It's unbelievable.
So,
but what I,
Erica, let me ask you this. I'll let you finish your thought. So, based on where you were 2 days ago and where you are now, are you an even bigger Trump supporter?
Absolutely. I have never donated to any political campaign, but I am going to donate to the Trump campaign. I'll be a first time donor.
Good for you.
And I am going to, really work hard to get him elected.
I'm with you, Erica, and we appreciate you calling in, and you keep fighting the good fight. It's going to be a good day for Donald Trump. I can promise you that. Absolutely. All right. Thank you for the call. By the way, we told you about this story yesterday. Dylan Mulvaney is a dude who thinks he's not just a woman. He thinks he's a little girl, and it's really super creepy. But this guy is like the darling of the White House and got to meet President Biden at the White House. And the ruling class loves this guy. So now Bud Light has announced a partnership with this transgender dude. Again, his name is Dylan Mulvaney. He's a dude. And people are really upset about this. Kid Rock posted a video. And he wanted to provide a response to Budweiser's decision, so he shot up a case of Bud Light with his guns. It's a pretty awesome video, by the way. But we're getting word, and this is on Twitter, we're getting word that a number of liquor stores are now pulling Bud Light from their shelves. And one liquor store owner actually says, this is in Florida, says, according to the reps, the Budweiser reps, they're not the only ones, that this is very, very bad, and that Bud Light is facing some serious backlash as a result of endorsing this transgender activist. But folks, there is a full-born effort to force you to accept transgenderism. And as we all know, and on this radio program, we believe God made male and female. Everything else comes from Facebook. All right, let's go to the phones. Horn Lake, Mississippi. Arnez is listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Arnez, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about the Trump indictment for a little bit, but I'm going to pivot to the transgender side just for a second, because my issue with transgender, same issue with gay people. I don't care what you do, but obviously there's something. The one thing I don't want you to do is to be involved in sports because, for one, that's science and that should be common sense. So if you want to be trans, you want to be trans, that's on you, whatever. I don't have to accept it. I don't accept it or don't. I don't care for it one way or the other. Just stay out of sports. As long as you do that, whatever. But as far as the Trump indictment is continuing, it's like, for one, this whole thing could take like, oh, God, a year, two, maybe three.
Maybe even longer than that.
Maybe even longer because, you know, this is the court, this is the case, and the defendant has a lot. The defendant has money, so this can be dragged out for a long time. But my thing is, one thing I always say, is this a strong case? Yes, not really, but it's the other two cases that are the ones that I'm pretty sure Trump is really worried about. And on top of that, how does this affect him going into the election? Because, you know, you still got primaries, you still have debates, you still have to pick a VP. This can affect so many things.
You see, Arnaz, I've been reading a lot of background on this, and I intentionally, whenever something like this pops up, I'm always interested to see what what CNN, MSNBC are saying, but also what the liberal attorneys, the liberal legal scholars are saying. And by and large, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, they're all saying there's really nothing here. And many legal scholars, including Jonathan Turley, who is a Democrat, I know he goes on Fox News a lot, he says this thing could probably and will more than likely be thrown out. So there's just not a case here. And I think that's why the left is so upset right now, because they're afraid this might impact, like you said, the Fulton County, Georgia case, which they seem to believe is the bigger case, not this one in New York City.
I say the Fulton, Georgia case is really big because, you know, you actually have tape. And the thing is, here's what the Republican Party needs to do. And like I said, I'm not a Republican. Like, I don't care what they do one way or the other. But this is what I feel like they need to do is, look, you have to look at this as, what have you done for me lately? And you got to think, you just have to let Trump go, because he's going to drag down the party the longer this goes on. If it's not this legal cases, it's the antics on Truth Social. It's just overall, this is just the attacks on other candidates. It's like, I feel like this is just going to drag. The longer they stick with him, it's going to drag the party down. Like,
but it's actually not, Arnaz. I mean, his poll numbers have, I mean, he had a 10-point swing in the Rasmussen poll. Poll numbers are up. Money's flowing in. I think $8 to $10 million in donations. So I hear what you're saying.
And that's a lot. And you're right. That's a lot of money. But thing is, that's initially.
Yeah.
What is it going to look like 9 months from now? A year from now? And the thing is, it's like, look, the Republican Party has to take a hard look and be like, look, y'all are 1 in 3 in elections with him at the helm. We ain't got to talk about the. What happened in November, and we ain't got. I'm tired of hearing about 2020, but you have to take a hard look at, like, look, we want to win. We want to have all three branches of government in our control again. And you have it when it comes to situations like this. You have to ask the hard questions. It's just like a coach on a team. If a coach loses more than he wins, he has to seriously think about. That's when ownership and the general managers have to look and be like, okay, well, we have to ask these hard questions here. We have to probably look elsewhere to get back to the promised land.
Arnaz, we got to leave it there, my friend. We are running up against a hard break here, but I think you made your point. And folks, feel free to weigh in on what Arnaz has to say. He's concerned about long term. What is it? You know, what if there are more indictments? Will the support still be there? And what's that going to look like a year from now? And that's actually a fair question to ask, because we know that Americans have a very short attention span. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Oh, big trouble for little Donnie Lemon over at CNN, the most profane name in news. Oh, wow. Folks, you're not going to believe this. Variety's got the story up. Apparently, people are dropping all sorts of intel on how terrible of a human being Don Lemon is. Talking about misogyny, malicious text messages, mocking female coworkers, diva-like behavior, and it's pretty fascinating. Variety.com. This story just dropped within the past couple of hours, and it tells all sorts of crazy stories. Basically, people are terrified of this guy. They say he was a shameless name dropper. He always left behind hints that he socialized with important people. And he also bragged about how he was happy to sue people. He talked about suing Tower Records, the Chicago PD for racial profiling, apparently got a lot of money. And he was also dating at the time a fresh out of college staffer. Lamont was 41, the staffer 22. Reading from Variety, the ambitious anchor, who is gay, was not out of the closet at the time, but wasn't hiding it either. The pair would drive to work together in Lamont's car and began a long-term open relationship. Dating a junior employee was frowned upon at the time. One senior executive says, as fast as you can make a rule, Donnie would bend it. Oh, my. More troubling was his misogynistic behavior. Lamont called one of his producers fat to her face. Not long before, he was identified as sending threatening texts to Kira Phillips. He mocked another anchor on the air by mimicking her, shocking colleagues. One unnamed female anchor says she thinks he's an ass and that he was always rude, dismissive, and really unfamiliar with the news content being discussed. Wow. What a mess there at CNN. I'm telling you, I think Donnie may be heading to the unemployment line. That's where I think all of that is going. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off everything you need for holiday hosting with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 60% off kids' dresses and dressy looks, 30 to 70% off gorgeous fine jewelry, and 40 to 50% off dining and entertaining essentials. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days, going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Hour three of The Big Show. Hope you're doing well today. Wow, it has been a wild and weird day, but I think the message has been pretty consistent from Monica Crowley to Seb Gorka that we are to be happy warriors. We've got to fight the good fight. And I'm telling you, folks, this latest polling data coming out from Rasmussen, President Trump doing a 10-point swing now. 47% of voters say they've got his support in the presidential election in 2024. President Trump is getting stronger every single day. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the host of the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show. We worked together for a number of years at the Fox News corner of the world. The great Kimberly Guilfoyle hanging out with us. Kimberly, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Oh, nice to be with you, my friend.
You know, Kimberly, last night watching the president, I felt really a burst of pride. I felt somewhat sorrowful that he had to go through what he went through. But to see this man standing there at the end of the day, holding his head high, that really says a lot about President Trump.
Absolutely. You know, he is so resilient and strong. It's one of the amazing qualities. He's just courageous and fearless. It's one of the amazing qualities that made him such a fantastic president of the United States. And, you know, it was a sad day for America, but thank God we have selfless leaders like President Trump who are willing to put it on the line all the way to be able to, you know, protect this country and fight for her. And he's literally the target because they're after all of us, our, you know, values, our belief systems, our ideology, our religion, all of the above. And this is just a vicious persecution, not a prosecution. This is a meritless case. They've already pushed it back to December because they wanted to interfere with the 2024 election. And that's what's happening here. And it was just sad. But he was fantastic last night. So many nice text messages and calls and emails about how wonderful he was. And I'm just very proud of him. I'm proud for him as my president. I'm proud of him as my friend for 18 years. I'm proud of him as my future father-in-law. And he's just, you know, he's a wonderful person. And he was so strong. And it just shows us, it like gives other people strength. It's inspirational. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, God sees everything, you know. So we'll see what happens with this. But there needs to be accountability with Alvin Bragg after all this is said and done. And when President Trump is vindicated and found to be innocent of these baseless charges, that is going to be a strong day for America compared to what yesterday was witnessing this. And as a former prosecutor, it's just disheartening. You have tremendous discretion and authority as a prosecutor to be able to investigate, to look at the facts, the law, the evidence, apply it, you know, even-handedly and without bias. And what we saw yesterday was once again a witch hunt against President Trump simply because he is seeking re-election in 2024.
And Kimberly, I want to rely on your experience as a lawyer, as a former prosecutor. When you look at how Alvin Bragg has handled this case, we've heard rumblings of prosecutorial misconduct. What sort of charges could be brought against him for what he's done here?
Yeah, it's you know, listen, he should be reported ultimately to the state bar. They should try to recall him, but we're dealing with New York. But this is a malicious and selective prosecution. It is abhorrent what is going on because this is not what he's supposed to be doing. In fact, he seems utterly to have disdain for the job that he has because he's not interested in prosecuting any violent criminal, any offenders. He's reducing felonies to misdemeanors. You know, New York is literally rampant with crime and lawlessness. It's not a city I even recognize anymore. And he's more interested in persecuting and going after and targeting President Trump than he is putting people committing homicides and carjackings and burglaries and robberies away or behind bars.
Kimberly Guilfoyle on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And going back and looking at this ludicrous case, the previous district attorney said there was nothing there. Even Alvin Bragg, before the Biden administration's investigator at DOJ came on board, said there was nothing there. You had the FEC, Justice Department, everybody taking a pass on this case. And then when you look at what, and we still don't have all of the details because Bragg says he's not obligated to share that information. You just indicted the former president of the United States. You are obligated to show what you've got, but I don't think there's anything there. And that's why he's not showing his cards.
Yeah, there is nothing there. That's why he's also pushing it off. You know, it, the whole thing is just another example of a Soros-funded prosecutor trying to go after and target their political, you know, enemies or rivals, et cetera. And this guy knows he has no evidence. And also just the redundancy of making, you know, 34 charges when really it's one incident they're alleging. And like you said, Southern District passed on this, FEC passed on this. There is no case. There is no merit to it whatsoever. But nevertheless, he wanted to have his day to show off and for his own political purposes. Alvin Bragg had the former president go in there to New York City and get processed like a criminal. And it's absolutely repulsive to me and repugnant. And I'm sure there's plenty of people in that office, from what I've heard, that are disgusted by what's going on, just like they are in the police department with what they put President Trump through yesterday.
I mean, I never thought I would see Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney defending President Trump here on this, but I think that shows you how far out of bounds this is. And I'm hoping that this will unify the Republican Party around President Trump. And it may be too soon to throw this out there, Kimberly, but I think everybody running needs to just back off. This is President Trump's time, and get behind him and let's get him back in the White House.
Yeah, and that's not a charitable act, meaning do it because he's the best person to be president of the United States. How do we know? Because he did a phenomenal job when he was president for 4 years with everything he did. in terms of the economy, you know, record job growth, record low unemployment, everyone engaged in the workforce. We were safe at home. Amazing things that he did with foreign policy, national security. All the right enemies feared us. We were respected on the world stage. You know, he's a businessman, a CEO. He knows the value of the dollar and what to do. We've got a guy in there now that has literally destroyed the economy that President Trump, you know, built. So this is someone who can go right in on day one. There's no training wheels. There's no learning curve. And he can finish the job that he started and put this country back on the right track. And he is the most qualified and best person to be the nominee for the Republican Party. There is no question about it. So these other people do whatever they want. Doesn't matter. Trump is going to beat them. He will be the nominee. He's going to crush them in the primary, and he's going to crush Joe Biden, Kamala, Gavin Newsom. I don't care who runs against him in the general election. This is such an incredible groundswell of support for President Trump, especially with what happened yesterday. You know, record donations coming in, support from people all across the board, whether libertarians, independents, liberals, Democrats, everybody's coming up to us and saying, hey, listen, this was a game changer for us. So I feel quite confident, but it doesn't make me happy he had to go through it. But he is the right man for the job. He was, he is, and he always will be. So good luck to everyone else in 2024.
I love it. I love it. Kimberly, always good having you on the show. You know what? We got to get you and Don Jr. I know you guys love Florida, but you got to come over to Memphis. We'll take you out, show you some good, there's some great food, great places over here. We got to get you two over here.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, we both love you, and he loved being on your show yesterday, too. So this is exciting stuff. We'll continue to talk and, yep, you know, keep track of everything, and we're going to keep them all honest, okay?
That's it. All right, Kimberly, you take care of yourself.
All right. God bless you, and all the best to your listeners as well.
All right. Kimberly Guilfoyle, everybody. Kimberly Guilfoyle Show. Great podcast. Got to check that out. Just a great person and a brilliant legal scholar. She's an incredible pundit, and we wish certainly her and Don Jr. the very best as they get ready to celebrate that upcoming wedding. So that's going to be a wonderful thing. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. Are you fired up yet? I mean, you've heard from Laura Trump, Don Jr. You've heard from Seb Gorka, Monica Crowley, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And I hope that at the end of this program, you are fired up and you are engaged in the political process. We got a lot of ground to cover between now and Election Day, but it's going to take all hands on deck. We have got to get everybody out there, everybody on the same page to take back the White House. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. We got to talk about Build-A-Bear. This is terrible. Folks, I really don't know how to say this politely, but these transgender folks are coming after your kids. That's all there is to it. This story from Mediaite, where Build-A-Bear is now collaborating with RuPaul's Drag Race. They announced a new collaboration for a new line of transgender teddy bears for their 18-plus website, The Bear Cave. Okay, there is a lot wrong in that sentence I just read. So are you telling me this is the place at the mall where you go in and you can create your own teddy bear? Is that pretty much the thing here? I haven't been to the mall in ages. Too dangerous, at least here in Memphis. So anyway, so they're telling us that there's an 18-plus, so that's like an adult. There's like an adult teddy bear division. Is that what's going on here? Something called the Bear Cave? Bunch of pervs. Anyway, the products are for customers 18 years and older. Ben Shapiro weighing in says, you know what? They're not coming after. So when they say they're not coming after the kids, that's a lie. They're coming after the kids. Shapiro notes how drag queen teddy bear skins were now available for purchase. This is so terrible. Build-A-Bear Workshop is now offering a drag queen bear, which makes perfect sense because you need to teach your kids about boys who dress up as girls. As a matter of fact, there's like a new generation of mommies and they're having children, they're having babies, and they're not telling their child if they're a little boy or a little girl. I mean, the little boys and the little girl babies know that they're little boys or little girl babies, right? But the moms are calling them babies. Babies. And they're going to wait until they get older so the kids can decide if they want to wear a skirt and high heels. This is nuts. When they tell you they're not coming for the kids, they're coming for the kids. And that's what this is really all about. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? You're going to stop going to Build-A-Bear? You're going to stop going to Disney World? Because we know that's certainly not the case. As a matter of fact, Monica Crowley brought this up in the last hour and talking about how the big problem in today's culture is that many churches are just simply not engaged anymore. They don't want to have anything to do with the culture war. In the Nashville area, it is shameful. Nashville, Tennessee, home of the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination, and you've heard diddly squat from those people. And why? Because they're scared. They don't want to offend the culture, so they stay quiet. There are more churches in Nashville than probably any other place in the United States of America. But the reason why the churches and these pastors are quiet is because they're cowards. They're spiritual cowards, and they would rather hide behind their pulpits, trembling in their skinny jeans and their bad cover bands, than deal with the issues of the day. And that's why we have chaos in the culture. That's why we have chaos in the culture. I know it's politically incorrect to talk about it, and I'll tell you, over the past year or so, I've called out a lot of these people. I don't get invited to a lot of the Baptist things anymore. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. They tell me every time you say, go, Starnes, every time that you come after us, we get calls, we get emails. We don't want to be involved. We don't want to be engaged in all this. All right, fine. Be cowards. Because that's what you are. And I don't mind calling you out. Republican, Democrat, I don't care. I will say this. I have seen more outrage about the transgender movement from the log cabin Republicans and gay Republicans than I have many people in the evangelical church community. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. I was not planning on talking about this. I just checked. I was checking something and this popped up and there we go. But what does it tell you that the L and the G and the B are more willing to condemn the T than the church community in America? What does that tell you? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Sean in North Carolina. Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Sean, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, and you sound good, and you're back into the fight again, which is great.
Well, you know, it's good to be back, and I appreciate all the kind words and prayers of folks offered up. But, Sean, I'm fired up now.
Yeah, so am I. But, you know, it's really sad because, again, you know, I've been listening to a lot of different people lately, and they're talking about this whole thing with the trannies and all of this. I remember as kids, you know, we knew who was who, and we knew who to stay away from. And, you know, again, it's just crazy because they're the people that wake up every minute mad. But the sad thing is that these people are going to pay a heavy consequence in time to come because they're never going to fit in with their ideology. It's so absurd. It's insane. I saw that thing that you posted with the Country Music Awards. You know, I don't know why all these people are going hook, line, and sinker for this. And, you know, with the White House embracing the whole thing that, you know, the shooter was the victim. And it really is. We're in like opposite world. I don't get it anymore. I really don't. You know, I tell my kids, you know, the sad thing is my kids, they shoot from the hip, and it's, you know, it's pretty sick because they could tell the difference right off the bat.
Sean, I think we all can tell the difference. I do think, though, there is the broader issue is the attack on the family. And I wrote a book back in 2019 called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And I warn people there was a day coming when the ultimate goal of these sex and gender revolutionaries was to literally erase all gender. We would be living in a genderless society. And that's why the gays and the lesbians are all upset, because they see where the transgender folks are taking all of this, and they don't want to have any part of it.
No, no. Well, the one good news thing I got yesterday, because being in North Carolina, I know you probably saw it, was that we actually got a Democrat to jump ship.
How about that?
And gave a super majority, which I saw Mr. McNeely actually. He was at an opening for a lodge that I had joined just recently, and he was there, and he seemed pretty fired up that he was going to get it done with that whole removal of that pistol permit purchase. And, you know, and the thing is, when I saw that with the Democrat jumping ship, you know what? I hope they ram everything they can down Cooper's throat, because that man, he's a bully and he's a little tyrant. My wife went to a pro-life march up in Raleigh, and when she came home, she said there's still businesses burned out from the George Floyd riots.
Hey, Sean, we got to wrap things up here, my friend. The music's going to cut us off here, but God bless you. Thanks for your kind words. We're going right to the phones. We have a couple of lines open. Are you tired of these cowards in the culture? We'll be right back. All right, this is from TheHill.com. They say the drag queen Build-A-Bears are going for $64. Oh, that's with the shoes. If you want it without the shoes, it's $56. Anyway, folks, this is what grooming and the sexualization of children looks like. When you are using Build-A-Bear, which is for children, and you're turning them into drag queens, that's what we call grooming. All right, I want to go to the phones here. A lot of folks want to weigh in on this, and let's start in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tammy is listening to us on Nougat Radio. Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Tammy, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and I want to get your thoughts here on this Build-A-Bear story.
Well, the Lord has called Christians, those who call themselves Christians, He's called us to be soldiers of the cross, and he has called us to go out and affect the culture around us, not hide from it. And if we don't go out, how is the culture going to change?
Tammy, that's a great question. And I know in Chattanooga, you guys were dealing with these drag queen story hours and I think a local pub had actually had a drag show and invited children. Was there any response, any reaction from the religious community there in Chattanooga?
Well, we weren't happy about it. They were not happy about it. And they've set laws in place where that children are not allowed to go into these places. And, yeah, if they want to do that, fine. But the thing about it is, we as Christians, if you're truly a Christian, there's power in prayer. You can go out. You don't have to go to these places, but you can walk around them, do prayer walks, get in your vehicle, pray around the city, and see changes. I've seen that in my own life as a Christian, to go out and pray over the territory, take territory, let the enemy know this is, you're not going to do this in my area, in my city. And if Christians would do more of that instead of criticizing and spewing hate out of their mouth, or even hiding behind inside the four walls of the church, what could God Almighty do in a city if they would do things like that instead of hiding, instead of spewing hate?
Tammy, it's a great point you raise, and I appreciate the call. Thank you for that, and thanks for listening to Nougat Radio. You know, I will say this to Tammy's point. We're not hateful people here. If you are a grown adult, you are free to live your life however you want to live your life. And if that means you're going to walk around town in a feather boa and high heels, well, have at it. Your rights are protected under the Constitution. The problem I have is when you go into the schools and you intentionally try and target these children, that's where I have to draw the line. All right, I want to go to Georgia. Bucky is on the line. And, Bucky, I understand you're a pastor, and you're dealing with this issue of, I guess, of engaging the culture.
Yeah, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, Bucky.
Well, Todd, we've met before at Truett McConnell University, and our good friend Dr. Kaner is a mutual friend. But here's the issue. What pastors need to understand is this. The instant they refuse to preach something biblical because it's political, they've become more political than they've ever imagined. And they have to understand this. These are biblical issues. They just aren't political or cultural issues. They are issues that have been addressed since the first century church began. And people want to know. We planted a church 2.5 years ago with 40 people. We're up to 500 right now, mainly because people come in looking for truth. We have a truth-starved culture, especially from a biblical perspective. And when you tell people the truth, they either accept it or reject it. My job is not to be a popular preacher. My job is to be God's preacher and preach biblical truth. I'm not angry about it. I'm not upset about it. I'm called to preach. That's what I am called to do, to preach truth. And when we cease to do that, then we are now in a political element. That's what happens.
So, Pastor, and Bucky, I know who you are now. It took me a second to put the puzzle pieces together. I'm curious. I know you're Baptist, and I'm a Southern Baptist, and it's really shocking to see. I'm concerned about the Southern Baptist Convention and the direction the convention is going. Much like the Catholics, there are so many conservative Catholics, but the leadership of the Catholic Church is to the far left now. And as a result, many pulpits have disengaged from the culture war. And that concerns me about the United States of America when you're disengaging all these Baptist churches.
Well, we don't send, the church I pastored doesn't send money to our national convention just because I don't want to pay for lawsuits that are frivolous and pointless. So what we do is we support our mission agencies. But the issue is Southern Baptist used to be known for evangelism, missions, and biblical truth. And that's no longer our reputation. Now, there's going to be people that may hear this and may figure out who I am, and I don't get calls, but that's fine. But the issue is this. We've given up. It's not that anything's been taken from us. We've given up the ground and have done so complicitly. It bothered me, Todd, that in this shooting in Nashville, where were the leaders saying this issue? Where were they? I mean, when CNT drags up a trans queen up there and celebrates them and forgets the victims, what is that?
It's a great question. And that's where I'm wondering, where are all of those Southern Baptist leaders? I mean, that's the headquarters of the convention right there in Nashville. Where are those leaders, and why are they not speaking truth to the culture? This is not about hate. This is not about condemning people. But this is about addressing right and wrong from a biblical viewpoint, and I just don't see that happening.
Or just preaching truth to your church.
Well, fair enough.
Get it that way right there. I mean, how about that? Just say that to your church. But I'm just saying, this is not that issue is not hard. And you know, let me say this, Todd, for anybody, I'm not a Trumpite. I mean, listen. If Trump's our nominee, I will vote for him. But the reality of it is, I mean, there are things that I disagree with them. I disagree with the Republican Party. And why is it that we cater to the LGBTQ? Why do we have a branch of the Republican Party that we have to say, well, we got them in here. I'm not for that. I mean, we used to be a party that didn't go there. Didn't feel like we had to cater to that section of society. So let me just say this. So I'm a little concerned about where we are as a party, and so I don't ever want to be more Republican than I am Christian. And I think that sometimes we get that way. But at the same time, I'm charged by the call of God on my life to preach the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And to exalt a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. That's the calling on my life. And not apologize for it. I don't want to preach a sermon and say, I'm sorry, this is what the Bible says. Why am I sorry for truth? Why ever apologize for truth?
That's a fair point. Well, Pastor, I appreciate the words of wisdom and truth on this program. And just give us a call back anytime. Tell Dr. Kanner I said hello, and looking forward to getting to up to Helen, Georgia, and eating some of that great Eastern European food one of these days.
Well, that's where he'll take you.
I know, and he buys, too. I like that. So that's...
Well, yeah, he's done that for me, and I let the miracle happen.
That's great. All right, Bucky, good hearing
Stop.
From you.
Take care.
All right. That's a good man right there. And by the way, Truett-McConnell University, an incredible school. And just like Liberty University, they are raising up next-generation American patriots who love God, and they love this country. And that's what it's really all about. We've got to start supporting organizations like that. All right, we got to take a break here. Wow, did I get off on a tangent. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to Scott in Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there. Hi, Scott. What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good. I wanted to give you some input here, and I'm sure you've heard about it, but years ago, back in the 1990s, Dr. James Dobson, Focus of the Family, warned Christian churches that if we don't engage in the culture, then we will lose it. And he gave us an example of Hollywood and how back then so many preachers were preaching in the pulpit that, oh, you know, it's so evil and we can't be with evil and we just have to isolate ourselves. So a lot of churches became rather monastic, and unfortunately, look at what's happened to the culture. So look at what happened to Hollywood. And I just wanted to mention, too, that, you know, you look at shows like Bachelor and Bachelorette, which, by the way, I don't watch. They're so disgusting. And it sickens me to think that this is what we've come to as a nation, that that's acceptable. And all these kids are exposed to this nonsense. And you know what? These poor kids have no clue, you know, of personal respectability and moral conscience. You know, it's all sexualized, and it's ridiculous.
No, it is, Scott. And when you look at the culture at large, this is happening so quickly. And the reason why is because of our public school system. This indoctrination has been happening. This propaganda has been spewing into the minds of our kids for at least a decade now, and many moms and dads are completely clueless. But I can promise you this, I would be willing to say many young evangelical boys and girls, they go to church on Sunday, mom and dad take them to church. I guarantee you that many of them have bought into these lies that have been spewed in their public school classrooms.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really, it's unfortunate. We're losing so many of our kids. And, you know, the other thing that I think so many people don't realize, and I actually went to the Wyndham, Maine superintendent school board meeting with a whole bunch of, it was packed with families. And there was an 11-year-old boy out of Wyndham that actually was on Fox News with Laura Ingraham. And that's the same school. I went there about maybe a week after that whole thing was exposed. And unbelievable. Do you know the majority of families in that school had no idea about this garbage that they're spewing in books, you know, about LGBT and all of this? And I'm going to segue real quick and I'll say goodbye on this. But Adam Kinsley was a pedophile. He was not a doctor. He was a pedophile, and he actually helped to destroy our country and our world with the garbage that he called research, and he used pedophilia against innocent children and called that science.
And
I'll
Scott,
tell you, that's what propagated the whole revolution, the sexualized revolution in the 60s with all of the, you know, we know what happened there. And it's just gotten from bad to worse.
And here we are, Scott, so many years later, where now pedophilia is being, they're trying to mainstream it by calling it minor attracted persons. You're not allowed to call anybody a pedophile anymore. You have to call them a minor attracted person as they try to normalize adult-child relationships. It's mind-blowing. Scott, appreciate that call. Thank you for that. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. I'm so glad you're well. We can't lose you. We've lost Rush. We can't lose you, my friend.
I'm healthy as a horse. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Todd, everyone seems to be missing the point today. You're beating around the bush. This is a warning to all Christians to wake these people up. We're the last hope. Now, I want to recommend highly a video on YouTube I watched, and it's called When God Abandons a Nation, and it's by John MacArthur, M-C-A-R-T-H-U-R.
Yeah, we know Dr. MacArthur. John's a good friend.
Oh, he's fantastic, isn't he?
Great guy.
We got to realize that we've abandoned God for decades now, and this man hits every point. It's the best video I've ever seen by a preacher, and he'll go on to explain to you that the first thing that happens is we abandon God, and the second thing that happens to a nation, this has happened to other nations also, that he allows sexual perversion in our country when we abandon God. And then comes, it gets worse, and then comes homosexuality, and then a reprobate mind. And this is so important. This has got to be a wake-up to Christians. If we want to save this our country, we've got to do it this way. We've got to go to Jesus Christ. It has to be done.
And Jim, that goes back to the roots of our country, the heritage of our country, and I am probably one of the few people in the talk radio world that actually believe we were meant to be a Christian nation. And I believe, based upon my readings of our founding fathers and their letters and their correspondence, I mean, I can't see any other way around it, that this was meant to be a Christian nation. And under our form of government, which is flavored by Judeo-Christian teachings, you can be an atheist if you want to be. You can be Jewish or Muslim or Hindu, you can be a Methodist or a Presbyterian. You get to practice your religion freely in this country only because of Judeo-Christian philosophies and teachings.
That's true. I believe that.
You take that out of the equation, it all falls apart.
Our founding fathers were 98% Christian, is what I've heard and read through the years. Our first founding fathers were supposedly 98% Christian. And we had God's benefits then, you know. They were a wonderful group. I wish our Republican friends would be get back to it so they'd know the right way to turn.
Jim, you know? I hear you, and I appreciate the call. And folks, check out John MacArthur. This is a guy who's – and by the way, MacArthur's been coming under attack over the past year. It's unbelievable the attacks that have been levied against this good and decent man. And those attacks are not coming from the godless heathens. They're coming from evangelical Christianity. That's where these attacks are. It's bonkers. But this is where we are as a country right now. And we've got to figure this out. All right, let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, I hate to do this. We got about 25 seconds. Go.
Hey, I was just kind of concerned about I used to watch Donald Trump on his TV show, and, you know, he would put people on the spotlight, and then he'd say, "You're fired." Yeah, see, that's the issue that we have now, I think, because he's waiting for these people to just fall on their own sword.
Well, I don't think, no, Tom, I don't think that's the case at all. I think President Trump understands the lay of the land here. And at the end of the day, I think people are going to be very surprised when the truth sets everyone free. And we know that's going to happen. Tom, appreciate that call. Folks, appreciate you. Be good, America. We'll see you tomorrow.